Coming to you guys live from Time Warp Comics and Games in beautiful scenic Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Hey everybody, my name is Steve Strangio, that guy.
Jason Brown.
And welcome to Super Action Smash. He does a thing. He does a dance with the Super Action Smash. It's very fun.
Boom. I can't control it.
Well, you shouldn't, because, you know, go with the flow, baby.
Yeah.
I'm hip to the lingo.
I am young man.
I am young kiddos. Yeah. So we are coming to you live from a live comic book store.
It is alive.
It's alive, it's with pleasure.
Sentient.
It is. We walked in, it was like, ow!
Yeah. Everywhere you step, it screams.
It's just, ow, ow, ow! It doesn't do that.
Oh, please don't.
No, stop.
Get out of my belly.
Buy things first and leave. It's kind of like it's like Moby Dick. You're inside of a large whale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a large whale.
Made no sense
whatsoever. Carcass.
Basically. So today on the show, as in every damn show that we do, we attempt to get through five stories. Five stories in the fandom world. Some people call it geek world, but I think geek encompasses more things than fandom.
Yeah.
Geek is more like, you know, tech and other stuff like that. We're more about superheroes and action
like
movies. And
eating
stuff.
The heads off chickens.
Yes. That's what a real geek is.
Classic geek stuff.
Circus geek stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to go. Whenever I do a new story, I do this.
Wave it about.
That helps me with editing.
He knows that it's real.
Yeah,
it's the only way to know it's real.
It's real. We pull these off the internet from several sites. Mm. And then, you know, sometimes we'll just say, hey, here is the story, and then go into it.
Does that work?
Sometimes it does. So our first story.
Hey, here's the story.
Are you a fan of Powerless? I know you are. The TV show Powerless on NBC.
It's a tough spot.
Sort of based on Damage Control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
He was the guy who watched it.
There was one person who watched it.
It was him.
I was the only one.
NBC has pulled Powerless from the NBC schedule.
Oh,
guys.
So sad.
While the studio hasn't said anything official, Powerless is now missing from the Thursday night lineup.
I know.
Instead of an episode of Superstore is taking its place.
They're going to... Okay, so here's the thing that really... It really irks me.
Irk it.
Steve, I'm gonna go for it.
He's irked.
I am irked right now. There is a thorn in my paw, sir. Alright, so there's only 3 episodes left of the season. Just 3 episodes of the first season.
Yeah, yeah.
And they pulled the 3 episodes to air Superstore reruns.
I know why they do that. You know why they do that?
Why?
So now people will try to find the final 3 episodes either online or on streaming.
I'm gonna have to give my computer every virus possible to find those last 3 episodes.
No, you go to NBC.com.
They're not on there. They're not anywhere. Well, they don't exist.
My theory is they just pulled it so it's like, oh, but you want to see the final 3 episodes? Then come to NBC.com and see it on streaming. It's probably what they're going to do.
I would do that. But I think they're going to make it harder. They're going to put it in that, like, they'd be like, oh, is this the Ark of the Covenant? Let's open it up real quick, throw it in there, seal it up in a wooden box,
push
it into a warehouse.
They have top men working on it.
Top men.
Top men. Top. So it's all going to work out nicely. While the final buzzer is yet to sound, the damage seems irreversible at this point. It looks like Powerless is down for the count. The series had a shaky start out of the gate. If you don't know what Powerless is, basically it was about a bunch of people who took care of everything after superheroes destroyed everything.
Yeah. It was...
Damage Control is the comic book. Have you heard about it?
It was supposed to be more like that.
Yeah.
It didn't end up being like that. It was kind of like a workplace comedy.
It tried.
Yeah.
You know, Danny Pudi was in it. He's a super uber nerd guy who's been on everything as of late, so...
He was great. Ron Funches was great. He was in it. Oh, man. So many good people. Vanessa Hudgens, she was the lead. Played Emily Locke. She's an obscenely positive person.
It feels like she was just placed there to get other people to come in. Even though she's a good actress, I'm not saying she's not.
She was good on the show.
She was good on the show, yeah.
I don't know anybody else who could have been as relentlessly positive as her character was.
Okay.
Other than her.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Something about, like, you look at her and your teeth hurt. Yeah.
Why would my... Oh, because of all the sugar. Oh, I get it. He lost me. For like a millisecond, I was like, what? Does somebody punch her in the face? But no. All right. Perilous debuted with some pretty good soft ratings in the first episode, and viewership has gone down each week.
Not this guy.
Why didn't you tell your friends?
I watch it.
You didn't tell me. I didn't know about it.
I watched it on Hulu, so I guess it doesn't count, right?
I guess not. It should, shouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't think it does.
Not a lot of people.
I feel like it really should, though. I feel like more people nowadays stream later than watch live. You know what I mean?
Everything I watch is on my DVR.
Yeah.
And,
see?
You know, I don't have time to watch things. Appointment tell. Except Walking Dead. Except Walking Dead.
You watch that live?
I have to watch that live. Because of Facebook.
They spoil everything.
Yeah. Has sure. Facebook invented a spoiler app yet?
It's us.
Yeah. We'll just tell you everything that's going
to
happen.
Hey, spoiler alert, you guys. Just want to let you know.
Rick dies.
What?
I don't know. I just made that up. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
All right.
From the future.
What do you say we moved on to number two? This is number two. Number
go
two.
Watch Powerless.
Everyone watch Powerless on NBC app. Yeah. We got some new Disney movie release dates for all you Disney people out there.
Yeah, they held a little junket, a little like press junket. They talked about everything they're going to do.
Everything they're going to do.
Everything.
Disney, who now owns...
Everyone.
Us. There's a mouse right behind us with a gun telling us what to say.
Don't tell them this.
Ha ha! Do what I say! Ha ha!
Family!
Oh, we're gonna kill you! Ha ha!
Ha ha!
It's real. I need a bucket of steak.
Wow.
Go on my Facebook page to find out why.
Pre-show, we talked about a revolutionary idea.
All right, so Star Wars, The Last Jedi. You want to know when that release date is?
Hit me.
December 15th, 2017.
Wow.
Just before Christmas, if you are celebrating.
Are you
that.
Saying this year?
2017, December 15th. Aren't they like filming it right
more
now?
More Star Wars?
Yes.
I'm always for more Star Wars.
You should always be for more Star Wars.
I'm always for more Star Wars. Yeah. I'm all about it. More spinoffs. Why not?
They're going to have a spinoff every year.
We talked about, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Boba Fett spinoff.
Well, speaking of that, Han Solo, a Star Wars story. Release date?
Oh.
May 25th, 2018.
Oh.
So you see they got 2017.
Yeah.
Boom, 2018. That's there you when go. That's when.
I feel like they missed an opportunity. Maybe they could have done May 4th, right?
Oh, good point.
May the 4th be with you.
They have yet to do anything on May 4th. Shouldn't they do that?
Do they not acknowledge that as an unofficial Star Wars holiday?
I'm not sure. I mean, the celebration, I think, talked about it.
Hmm.
If only there was a podcast dedicated, perhaps the Drunken Rebels podcast you could go check out, and they talk about Star Wars.
Wow.
I gave him a little tip, little bit.
The Star Wars.
They cross-promote us, I cross-promote them.
Ew.
Let's see, the untitled Star Wars standalone, but Han Solo has already had an awesome cast. We have Alden...
We actually talked about it on a previous
episode. On one of the previous shows. Donald Glover playing Lando Calrissian, mm-hmm. which is pretty damn awesome. Woody Harrelson as Han's nefarious mentor, Beckett. I had no idea that... He had a mentor named Beckett.
I feel like that's kind of the only roles Woody Harrelson can get anymore is mentor-esque
just
roles.
Angry, drunken mentor guys.
Yeah. It'll probably just be Haymitch from Hunger Games.
Just
but
really, really angry.
He'll be like, what's your name again? Han?
Han Miss?
Hatness Solo?
Hatness Solo? I got a Hunger Game Wars.
I got a War Game Hunger Star.
Hunger Games. Do you know Adam Devine? Have you heard of Adam Devine?
Yes.
You've seen him. He's sort of Jack Black-ish, but his own thing. Like if Jack Black met Bill Murray.
Workaholics, right?
Workaholics.
Yes.
He was in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
As the boyfriend of Fat Amy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a very funny guy in his own right. He's going to be in a film called Magic Camp.
Oh.
Magic Camp. That's debuting April 6th on 2018. Comedy fantasy. It's far away.
It's far away.
Yeah, if only you had some sort of like magic to get you there. Let's see. He returns to Magic Camp as a kid to get his career as a magician going again, and then finds out that magic is real.
Wow.
Magic is real.
The whole time?
So it's kind of like Harry Potter if Harry Potter grew up and went to camp.
I like it.
Yeah. So that should
I like that idea.
That should be wacky.
I'm available, Disney.
Call him.
Available.
And finally,
I know magic.
Finally, a day after my birthday, November 21st in 2018, I will be 73 years old.
Wow.
Moisturized.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet is coming up.
I wonder what he's going to do.
I think he's going to break the internet.
Can't break it. It's not even real.
It's not even real.
It's just a bunch of tubes.
It's like Matrix.
It's a series of tubes. Neo will protect the internet.
So any of those films that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, obviously anything Star Wars. Yeah. Magic Camp, because I'll be in it. That'll be cool.
He'll be in that.
I'll be
look
in that.
Him.
Check it out.
It's already filmed and he's like going to be in it after
just,
the fact.
I'm just in it.
Because of magic.
I am the magic part that comes out of their hands. I'll be like, ooh. Like that, yeah. And then, I really enjoyed the first Wreck-It Ralph. I'm a gamer.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a lot of games. Austin, who's with us sometimes.
Austin Burtwell will be here
also
soon, possibly in a game.
Huge gamer.
Show, maybe.
Yes,
maybe.
On the horizon.
Once we get that done.
It is coming.
Yeah.
Look out for that.
Wreck-It Ralph is actually kind of funny because it's very self-referential.
Yeah.
It's witty. It's charming. It has a fun, and like you can watch it many, many times and go, oh, I didn't catch that first one. I didn't catch that joke the first time.
So I wonder if he's going to go viral. Is that how he breaks the internet?
Maybe.
Because, you know, that's like the internet term. Like, oh, you broke the internet. You went viral.
Yeah.
Either that or he'll actually break the internet.
I think he's going to break it.
Maybe he'll do both. Yeah. Maybe it'll be because of one.
He'll catch a virus and break
They're probably rewriting the script right now, right now based on what we're saying.
Well, you got to put you in the script. That's why.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'll be Wreck-It Ralph's friend, Drowth.
Drowth. Wreck-It Drowth. This is number three, guys. DC is producing a live-action Titans, you know, Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
Whoa. Show featuring Dick Grayson. And I find that funny because there are still people named Dick.
That's true.
In this world. Don't they know by now? You don't want to be called that?
Unless you're Robin.
Yeah, well, that's
unless you're some form of a Robin.
Jeez. A Dick Robin?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that. That's a whole different show.
Dick Robin.
DC shows have been killing it for Warner Brothers, and the studio definitely knows. In a shocking announcement on Tuesday, the studio has revealed that a live-action Titans is on the way. The series will focus on Dick Grayson. Now, it's a series.
Yeah.
It's not a movie. I thought it was a movie.
It's a series.
As he assembles a team of young heroes to fight together, along with the news that Grayson is headlining the show, WB released this synopsis. It follows a group of young, soon-to-be superheroes recruited from every corner of the DC universe.
Wow, that's a lot of corners.
That's a bit. It's like 17.
They've rebooted so many times. That's a million corners.
That's a million corners. We're going to have Starfire. We're going to have Raven and many others. Good. I just hope that Starfire wears what she wears in the comic books.
I hope Beast Boy's in it.
I guess he has to be.
He has to be.
I really hope so.
You know, because there's really... Yeah.
Do you think
Stephanie behind the camera, by the way, in case you're on there, in case you can hear her from there.
Do you think Cyborg will be in it? I know he's in the new Justice League movie.
That's a very good point.
Would they have two Cyborgs? They wouldn't do that. Well, they have two Flashes.
They have two Flashes. They have two Supermen.
That's true.
They actually have 17 Supermen.
There's too many Supermen.
There's too many Supermen.
sounds like a comic in its own.
It could be. There we go. Another idea for $1 billion.
There's too many Supermen.
Grant
Morrison.
He
doesn't write Superman.
He should.
Probably should.
It's just, you know, I think they have to keep Cyborg with Justice League.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to do this, it's a series. Plus, also, you got to think about budget. Because if they're doing a cyborg, the special effects thing is, like, out the window.
Do you think it'll be on the CW? They just did...
I think it's on the CW.
The trailer for Cloak and Dagger just dropped. I'm going to talk about that. It looks very
I don't want to talk
up your alley,
I
right?
don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about superheroes feeling emotions. I want them to punch things and explode things.
They've never had emotions, guy.
I don't want them to sit down in a coffee shop and talk about their relationships. Stop it.
What?
I hate that. I really do.
I'm going to make a superhero show where it's just a coffee shop and then it's only run by superheroes.
I'd see that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd see that. Yeah.
It'd be a lot like Powerless that nobody watches.
Nobody watches. The Titan series is likely to be the same show that was in development at TNT. Yeah. It won't air on the CW. As the WB is moving in a new direction.
Maybe it'll be on HBO.
I think it's going to be on, like, Skinamax.
Ooh.
That's going to be it.
That's a Teen Titan. No, it's not.
That's porn. Moving on to number four.
Dick Robin, right?
There's your Dick Robin. Number four. There we go. Something I'm actually very happy to hear, because I finally got to see Fate of the Furious.
You're the reason they crossed $1 billion.
I was the one. Boom, done, billion.
It was that
over.
One ticket. They were like, if we could sell one more ticket.
It was me.
These boys in their cars.
These boys in their cars, 1940s cars. Hey, kids, what do you say?
I would watch that. They should do a back-in-time version of Fast and the Furious.
Wow, that's a great idea. Like a time travel.
It'd be just all Model Ts. Like, somebody's running alongside the car.
Hey there, pal. You catch up to you. I'm a Fast and the Furious, eh? Actually, there was in the 1950s, there was a movie called Fast and the Furious.
Is this based on that?
I don't think it is. It was like a 1950s, like, you know, delinquent movie.
I have to do some research.
Google it. Go on the Googles and Facebook it and do on the YouTubers, and you can find Fast and the Furious.
The old interwebs?
The intertubes. Jason Statham, Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Whoa.
Fast and the Furious spinoff, kids.
Can you believe it?
I do believe it because I finally saw Fate of the Furious. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but I can tell that...
Do they drive cars?
They drive cars and they're furious. And they're fast.
It.
But it felt like a super action adventure Avengers style movie.
They've become superheroes at this
they
point,
basically,
haven't
it was,
they?
It was pretty much like the Avengers if they had cars that were fast.
So their power is car.
Basically, that's their power. That's
my power. Mm-hmm. What's your power? Car.
Car.
Here's your car.
Universal's reporting now exploring a Fast and Furious spinoff movie with Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson and Charlize Theron.
Whoa.
It's a project in the very early stages of development. It seems to be an evolution of the planned spinoff for Dwayne Johnson's character, Hobbs. no Calvin.
Calvin.
Beat
maybe
you to
Statham will be Calvin.
Maybe. Maybe they'll be like, jumping around like a tiger cartoon.
Live-action Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Jason Statham and Dwayne
Johnson. See, I can see that happening. He could pull that off.
He could.
He could definitely pull that off.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Hi.
The film is likely to see Statham and Johnson teaming up together. Let's see here. In the early days of the project thus far, Variety reports that Chris Morgan, the regular Fast and the Furious writer since 2006, is working on a screenplay for the film. He's likely to produce the film in some capacity, too. It was great because it really, the thing moved along really fast.
What?
And they were really good.
Was it on purpose?
It was, well, I hope so. Because otherwise, if you're just sitting around talking about their feelings, it would have sucked. But it was almost like I was watching two movies. It was like a two-hour movie. So I guess they kind of gave them like a one-hour pilot to do their own show.
That's weird.
And they, so Jason Statham's character is just a cold-hearted killer.
Makes sense.
But in this movie, they have him like, you know, saving a baby and being funny and you know, I'm not going to, you know, someone steps in who's a famous actress who plays his mother, and they kind of set up the whole backstory.
Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench. No, it was Miss Piggy. And it just
really famous.
It really worked really well. It was a really quick, fast-paced adventure movie. Now, do you like those movies at all?
You know, I haven't seen anything since Tokyo Drift.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I know, right? That's like the best one. Everyone says Tokyo Drift.
That's the best one?
That's the one.
I don't think that was the best one.
Everyone talks about how it's their most fondest memory.
The first one was the best one because it actually was based in reality.
Yeah.
You actually felt like you were watching a movie that had serious drama to it. But then the fact that I love the other ones so much is because they just go so far off the chart. Because
they go for it.
And they just don't care anymore. They're like, they're jumping cars through buildings and Vin Diesel is flexing and things are exploding. And it just,
do you really need more than that? If no. He was flexing on top of the car as it was going through buildings.
I think it actually happened.
Oh, really?
I think it actually happened in one of the movies.
So they've done it all. That's
yeah,
all they have to spin
boom,
off now.
Boom, done. Well, I think it's coming towards the end. That's why they're probably transitioning over. And that was probably the alleged problems between The Rock and Vin. Yeah.
I see that.
So there'd be no, if you played a character, who would you be?
The Rock's bicep. Just my whole body as
the left one
bicep.
Or the right one?
Probably left.
Left, okay.
I'm not big enough for his right arm, probably.
Well, his right arm has all the tattoos, so you can't
see. Yeah, I can't be there. I won't be seen.
You can't see anything, yeah.
What about you? Who would you be?
I would be the on-the-edge mechanic. Who you never know what's going to happen. I could freak out.
Is he going to take the cars?
He may steal a car.
Wow.
At the last moment, he shows up out of nowhere and screams, "Yahoo, let's blow this thing up, kid."
Yeah.
You know, Han Solo. And I would just go nuts, and you would never know if I'm a good guy or a bad guy. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Because you would, like, steal the car, and they'd be like, "Oh, you stole the car." But you'd return it with upgrades, and they'd be like, "Oh, he's a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy."
Yeah, and then you steal something else, and they're like, "What?
What? Damn him!" And they're like,
"Oh, that machete."
And then it cuts to the camera, I'm like, wink, and they freeze frame.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Bucket of steak.
Bucket of steak.
Freeze frame, bucket of steak.
So, yeah, in a previous show, we talked about, you know, if steak came in a bucket, that would be awesome. And then someone actually made a logo for that. Bill Mangan made a logo from that, from the Drunken Rebels podcast.
If only we lived in that world.
Yeah. So I think it's cool that people will actually instantly come up with fun ideas for us to do.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
How it interconnected everything is nowadays. Cars.
Here is our fifth. our fifth story. X-Men. Here are some more release dates for three new films. The reason I picked this, we already did like a previous thing, and there's one.
About it, yeah.
There's one film in here that is allegedly part of the X-Men universe.
Get Out.
Which at first I was like, no, and I was like, yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Hit me. Hit him with the facts.
Deadpool 2 was within the X-Men universe.
They just announced the release date.
Because there are rumors. I think in... I don't know if they actually approached this in the movies.
Hmm.
Since I'm a Deadpool maniac to begin with.
Do you even like Deadpool?
I hate it.
Yeah.
big fan.
I hate how much I'm a fan.
The reason that Deadpool became Deadpool is not because of what was done to him. Is that he's actually a mutant.
Yeah, he is.
And he has... You know, in the comic books, he has, like, obviously he has degenerative cancer. He has that in the movies, too. But the fact that he has a healing factor. So the reason he looks like a creepy psycho man is because his cancer is fighting his healing factor, and they're constantly at odds with each other.
Yeah.
It's not because he lost oxygen, you know, and burned.
They talk about, there's like a throwaway line in the movie where they talk about him being a mutant.
Yeah.
And the reason they subjected him to that oxygen thing is to wake up his latent mutant gene.
Right.
Which, it's, they gloss over it so quick.
They gloss over it really quickly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the comic books, that's like the major factor why he's why he's like that. So he's officially, he's an X-Man. It's just that he doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that he's an X-Man.
And he's been in the X-Men as well.
He has.
He's helped them.
Yeah, he has. So,
that's how he knew where to go.
It's new. So Deadpool 2 is due on June 1st of 2018.
So far away.
As we know, Cable is now Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
You know, and he's playing Thanos and playing Josh Brolin and played Jonah Hex.
Double duty.
So he's been a triple duty.
Triple duty.
He's been around for a while.
It's too many duties.
Too many duties.
Too many duties.
Make that logo. Too many duties.
Oh, jeez. Don't give him ideas. Jason. Too many duties.
So aside from Deadpool 2, we have New Mutants coming out.
New?
The movie.
They're going to make them up?
They're going to make up New Mutants.
Just make up mutants?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm finger.
Finger
gun.
Gun bang guy. Did I say that too loud?
Finger. He shoots bones out of his fingers.
He shoots bones
that's
out of his
fingers. That's actually Marrow. That's a
bony
thing.
Finger man. That's what he is.
Marrow already is an X-Men. I made it up already.
The guy who directed The Fault in Our Stars is going to be directing New Mutants, which scares me.
Ooh. I know that would scare you.
It's a great movie. I'm not saying it's not a good movie.
It has emotions, though.
But there's emotions in it, and I don't like
it. Can't watch that.
I want things splodin'.
Explosions.
April 13th, 2018 is when New Mutants comes out. I thought that was actually going to be a TV series.
They were talking about it, yeah. It's surprising that they're going to just go straight to a movie with it. I guess, I don't know, they don't have enough for a series.
I guess so.
I can't think of it.
Unless they just do the show first, or the movie first, rather, and then do the show.
It'll probably be their new... their new saga, I guess. I'm assuming...
Like a reboot?
Essentially a reboot, because all of these X-Men movies are going to have to end. You know, they did Apocalypse was the last
the
one.
Timeline is all, the timeline's all over the damn place.
And Wolverine's retiring.
I know, he's an old man.
Patrick Stewart's not going to do it anymore.
He can barely walk.
Yeah,
It's strange. It's, you know, they need to, they even made a joke about that in Deadpool. It's like the timeline's all over the damn place.
Yeah.
And hopefully, maybe Deadpool could be the focus point to bring everything back together.
He'll kill everybody.
Basically, just kill everybody.
They should do that. They'll do a Deadpool Kills movie.
Well, they've done, didn't they do Punisher Kills the Marvel Universe?
Yeah. Deadpool has killed him twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got to catch up on my comic books.
Hey-o.
And finally, there's an official X-Men sequel, X-Men Dark Phoenix. They're actually be doing the Dark Phoenix thing correctly this time, as opposed to X-Men 3, where they kind of just like use it as a plot device.
Do you think they'll? Who do you think they're gonna use?
Well, Sansa is
Sophie Turner.
Yeah, right? So she's gonna be doing it.
Okay. Do you think they'll have Femke Jensen in it as well?
No,
other
they can't.
Timeline.
They can't.
Phoenix.
That'd be a great idea. Bring them all the timelines together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since they do have time travel in there, as November 2nd, 2018.
It's my birthday. Really.
That's your birthday.
Yeah.
We're both Scorpios.
Yeah.
I was not aware of
who
this.
Who knew
this?
Well, I knew, and you knew separately.
Yes. So we both kind of knew.
We both knew.
If you don't know what the Dark Phoenix saga is, basically Jean Grey, who started off as Marvel Girl, became Phoenix, and then the power enveloped her of the universe, and she became Dark Phoenix. And then, spoilers, Cyclops had to kill her, or she got killed through this big thing because the... interstellar people like she's taking over the in the comic book she actually eats an entire planet and they were like now you have to die
hungry
hungry Phoenix
gets hangry
that's a
she
hangry
have Snickers
she should have but then she came back again because the Phoenix always rises from the ashes and I don't think anybody really dies in comic books if you think about it Superman died like 12 times already and you can't really do anything so
can't even really die right
so well no
Yeah.
Superman?
Yeah.
He can die.
You think he died, really?
Yeah.
When Doomsday beat him, they just wrote it off like, he was sleeping. He was napping.
He'll come back.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He was napping.
He was taking a little Kryptonian nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I'm curious as to how they're going to approach, they're giving it an entire movie. So hopefully they'll do it right this time. And it looks like with this group that has done Apocalypse, they understand it's a superhero film, and they do a good job with it, so... There you go. Those are our five stories.
We did it.
We actually came in within 30 minutes this time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew?
Anything you want to say to our fans out there in the streaming world?
I do. It's really important that everybody go out and watch all of Powerless.
You want to start, if you want to start a powerless
I feel powerless.
Campaign, you know, we can do that.
I feel powerless to help them.
You now you have power. There are people that watch this show. There's like 12 of them. But still, there's people that watch this show.
12 people. Make a difference.
I'm lying. There's 17. And you
thousand.
Can, if seven, we actually have a very, our last episode got over 20, was it 20,000?
Million.
20 million views.
Yeah.
It was one guy watching it constantly.
You know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
One really dedicated fan is all we really need.
That's all I really care.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
If you watch the show, check us out live when we do it at facebook.com/happysaturdays and then facebook.com/superactionsmash. If you also want to go over to the Time Warp Comics and Games Facebook page, we film New Comic Book Day that Jason hosts.
Is that... What?
We're going to be filming that right after we finish this.
Oh.
And we do that show live. So
live.
If you want to find out every Wednesday what's happening at New Comic Book Day, just go to Facebook.com and search Time Warp Comics and Games. Or just go to TimeWarpComics.com.
Yeah.
And you can actually get the Facebook link.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's it. All right, guys. So that wraps up Super Action Smash. We did it. My name is Steve Strangio.
Jason Brown.
And we're coming to you from Time Warp Comics and Games. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys, and we will talk to you soon.
Talk to us.